I'm Avery.
I'm Valerie.
And we have ADHD. Hello.
Hello.
So hopefully I sound better today. For context, if this is your first episode or you didn't listen to our skincare episode, I was pretty badly sick with a sinus infection.
She literally sounded dead.
Yeah, and whatever steroid and antibiotic or whatever pills I'm on via doctor's orders has completely revived me. I don't sound like I am Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, you don't sound like you're dying. You sound a lot better. That was really something else.
Yeah, I basically didn't have a voice for a whole day. But I'm here. For this episode, I wanted to focus on something not specific to ADHD, but something that can be felt by pretty much anyone. It can be worsened with certain mental disorders like ADHD, but it's something I used to fall victim to a lot. It's something I know a lot of people do. Actually, a lot of people. I can't even blame them for it, really.
And that is catastrophizing.
Catastrophizing is actually a cognitive distortion that prompts people to jump to the worst possible conclusion, usually with very limited information or objective reason to despair over something.
So essentially making a big deal out of nothing by assuming the worst case scenarios.
Making a mountain out of a molehill for my Midwesterners out there.
Is that like a Midwestern thing? Because like we don't say that in Florida.
I don't know. I just assume a lot of idioms are Midwestern because my grandmother has a lot of creative ones. She's the reason I mix my idioms a lot.
I mean, like, you do, but, like, isn't your family from Ohio?
Well, she's Pennsylvanian Dutch.
That's not the Midwest.
Shh. Americans aren't good at geography.
I mean, like, you're not wrong, but, like...
Anyways, catastrophizing is something I learned about while I was in cognitive behavioral therapy, which is supposed to be effective for people with ADHD, but it really wasn't for me, to be honest with you. I need something more intensive. It did, however, help me a lot with vulnerability, but that's a story for another day. Now, everyone has negative thoughts. That happens. But for many people, negative thinking can spiral out of control very easily, and Avery, what's something our ADHD brains tend to do?
Spiral and go round and round and round and round in these fun things called thought circles. And ruminate. Go check out the rumination episode for some more on that, but yeah, we ruminate.
Exactly. Now, when catastrophizing, just a relatively minor error or source of embarrassment can sometimes become, well, a catastrophe.
So our mind catastrophizes it. And this pattern of thinking can be pretty destructive because unnecessary or persistent worry can lead to heightened anxiety or depression, especially for people who suffer from anxiety or depression.
Now, I've never actually been formally diagnosed with social anxiety, but Avery can attest I do get a large amount of social anxiety. I just have a lot of stress regarding some social situations. It's gotten a lot better with age and experience, but it's always kind of there.
You want to know something really funny on the topic of social anxiety? You know who's been diagnosed with it?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you have?
Yeah, so when I was like 17, 18 and going to a therapist for the first time, because you know about my whole senior year of high school thing.
Yeah.
When I went to my first therapist, I got diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, social anxiety, and generalized depression, which basically means I was just really depressed and super anxious at all points. But I guess you can be when like your whole friend group abandons you, right?
Right, that makes sense.
But now I really don't think I have social anxiety. I mean, you can attest.
No.
I'm like the most extroverted extrovert ever.
You are an ENTP. You will barge into any room and know you are the shit.
No, literally, I am the spot. The fact that I'm not a Leo is kind of a crime sometimes.
Honestly, if I didn't know you, I would think you're a Leo.
You know, it checks. It checks. I was raised by a Leo. Shout out Dawn.
Love you, Dawn.
Yeah, so that's crazy to me that you have like social anxiety and I've been diagnosed and I'm like, eh, whatever. Y'all get what you get.
That's so interesting that you were diagnosed with social anxiety.
I know, right?
Because, yeah, I just don't think Well, I guess they did say you have everything but ADHD to you before you actually.
Yeah, the you have everything but ADHD is a really interesting diagnosis.
Yeah, and it happens to a lot of people.
Another random diagnosis was the HSP, which is the highly sensitive person, which means you feel emotions at a higher standard than normal people. And you know me. You literally know me. What emotions? I was like, okay, I'm dramatic, but like, I don't cry about it. So anyways, back onto your social anxiety, I guess.
Yeah. So the horrors persist, but one example I actually saw of catastrophizing was it being made fun of in a meme. I saw this tweet that was like, remember that one time you fell in front of everyone in middle school? Yeah, we remember. We actually have a group chat about it to this day. It's very active. That was very embarrassing of you. We laugh about it every day.
You know, I see those all over TikTok, but like, I know that no one remembers that because I don't remember it. You know what I mean? And you tend to not remember it until that thought pops up in the back of your head and that little voice goes, ooh, remember when you did this in middle school? Honestly, I'm kind of blaming that on Mercury in retrograde, though, because it is in retrograde right now.
Off topic, is that why I've been reminiscing lately, too?
Yeah, so Mercury in retrograde does that, plus we just had an eclipse, plus the new moon on the day of the eclipse. So, like, spiritually, there's a lot going on. You're purging. You're also, you tend to produce new manifestations or past traumas and things that you need to bring to the light. That's the whole thing about eclipses. Are gonna happen. So you'll also get some weird dreams with Mercury in retrograde and the eclipse just happening, plus communication breakdowns. So like if someone gets in fights at work or something, it's probably because of Mercury.
That makes a lot of sense. See, I always see Mercury retrogrades as you're going to be rethinking a lot of things. Communication is going to be fuzzy. If you want to throw out anything, throw it out, and life is redirected a little bit. Not in the sense of like it's a complete 180 all the time, but steering into a slightly different direction. Like instead of northwest, you move 10 degrees west or 10 degrees north.
That's not wrong. That's like a very common and actually a very practical way to think about Mercury in retrograde. But for people in modern society or people who have to interact with the general population that's not super spiritual, Mercury in retrograde tends to cause a lot of breakdowns, and especially in the work environment.
I can see that.
Trust me, we had a whole server reboot at work, and they told us everything was going to be working by 12, and the computers didn't come back online until 3 o'clock today. So,
right.
Mercury in retrograde, right?
So, anyways, what's a good example of catastrophizing?
So you make a minor mistake at work, a typo on an important document or email. Your catastrophic thinking makes a mountain out of a molehill and blows it out of proportion. You start ruminating on the mistake and thinking, oh my God, I'll be fired. I'll lose my house or my apartment and I won't be able to pay the bills. My car is going to be taken away. I can't move back in with my parents, so I guess I'm going to live on the streets in a box. Which, yeah, I mean, it's possible, but it's really unlikely to happen. So why are you stressing about it, you know? See, this is so interesting to me because I'm so unbothered. I don't catastrophize. I mean, like, I used to when I was 16, but I feel like that's a lot to do with, like, the 16-year-old hormones and stuff.
Right.
The amount of emails or messages or things I've said to guests and, like, just fumbled words or not been able to speak. And I'm not fired. I'm actually got promoted, you know? So not every small mistake or small mess up is going to get you fired or, you know, dismissed from your position.
Right. I used to think like that a lot too. I don't as much anymore.
See, I still think you do. I feel like you're the one catastrophizing a lot more on our phone calls than me.
I'm also very dramatic.
We are drama queens.
We are. But I don't do it as often, really. I was really bad in high school. I've just learned that the universe has got my back over the years. Like, everything works out in my favor, even when I think it isn't in the present moment. And I try to look at moments where I'm fumbling over my words and understanding that, hey, if my friend was doing this, I wouldn't think it was a big deal. So why am I thinking that I'm doing it is a big deal. You know, like, it doesn't matter. We are just humans and we have a lot more patience for each other than we perceive.
Fair. And most things aren't worth making into a catastrophe.
9 times out of 10, no, it isn't. So how do we stop blowing things out of proportion and catastrophizing? This is going to be the most out of character thing for me to suggest, but meditation actually helped me a lot with this.
Did the sickness like hurt your brain or something? Because meditation's my stick.
I know. But I did go through a huge meditation phase when I had my big brand name green logo coffee shop job, and this orange meditation app came to me for free, and it was very helpful.
You did a really good job describing things without saying their name.
No free promo.
I mean, like, yeah, no free promo.
But it truly helped me, just thinking through the reasons I was overthinking things and catastrophizing and realizing just how damn unrealistic I was being. People make mistakes all the time, and it's just a part of learning. It's okay. You're human. Everyone has a lot more patience than you're thinking. And that was actually a big hurdle for me to go over, my perfectionism. I still struggle with it, and I know a lot of people, ADHD and not ADHD, do. So maybe we can do an episode about that specifically as well.
Perfectionism is a huge issue. A very, Avery, solution to catastrophizing, for me at least, is journaling. Listen, we need to probably break down journaling a little bit more, or at least I need to. I have like 4 or 5 journals that I keep on me at all time, and it just helps to like brain vomit. Write down everything you're feeling, everything you're complaining about, everything that can go on in your mind. Let yourself ruminate and thought circle on this page. And then you know what's going to be the problem? You're going to read it back in like 6 or 7 months. You're going to be like, oh my God, why was I being this dramatic? But it does help. And it also helps too if you're visual like me, because it helps you be able to evaluate your feelings in a way that's not internally, it's externally processing.
Right. And honestly, if you've been listening to this podcast and you haven't picked up a journal yet, I'm surprised, because Avery has even sold me on journaling.
No, it's like my thing. It's literally, I'm a journaling girly. I actually am probably going to write down a bit after this epi recording, so.
Same. I've been doing a lot of shadow work, and it's been very helpful.
For those of you who don't know, and Valerie did bring it up, I am an ENTP, so I'm very thinking processed and not feeling processed. So journaling helps me a lot with evaluating my feelings, because what are those? Why do I feel that way?
Makes perfect sense. See, a lot of my journal entries are just like bullet points, because I just don't feel like writing a lot, but brain dumping has been severely helpful for me.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. Start with brain dumping, and then you guys can get to intuitive or external. Like, there's so many different journalings. Just like scroll through TikTok, Lemonade, or Pinterest, and you'll find so many different prompts.
Of course. My experience with cognitive behavioral therapy has also tremendously been helpful in getting over catastrophizing. It's always helpful to have an unbiased third party, like a therapist, to talk through your issues with. They can often shine a light on just how out of proportion your thinking is getting.
Another good way to get out of this type of thinking is to not only think, how bad can this get, but also think, how good can this get? That way, it's like taking advantage of the good and the bad and hopefully coming to a realistic conclusion instead.
Also, just try and keep yourself busy. If you're stressing about it so much, like, call a friend. Maybe not for 4 hours like me and Avery do, but go out and see people. Take a walk.
Literally, a hot girl walk will fix anything. I did one today and oh my God, it fixed me.
It's healing. A hot girl walk or a hike, go stare at a body of water about it, like sign up for some kind of class, exercise, watch something to take your mind off it, listen to music, play with your cat, whatever gets you out of your head.
And please guys, take a deep breath. Whatever you're worrying about can't possibly be that bad. If nobody's injured or fatally maimed, well, at least I hope so. Things really aren't that bad. You'll make it through this. As Valerie has previously said, everything works out for a reason. So relax and let the universe, God, or whatever you believe in, get your back.
Exactly. And with that, I would say it's been an episode. If you like our content and think it's worthy of a review, go ahead and rate us 5 stars on whatever you're listening on.
Yeah, it's really helping us out. And you guys know, after 100 reviews, we're both going to get the podcast logo or the podcast named tattooed on us.
We swear. We've been saying it for so long that we're not bluffing at this point.
Literally, we're not, guys. Come on.
Anyways, take a deep breath. You're fine.
And have a good day, night, afternoon, or whatever time it is wherever you're listening. And we will see you later. Bye.
That's been another episode of ADHD. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at ADHDpod.
And join our Discord server. We love to talk to you, tell us what you think, and get live updates whenever we release a new episode and some more content.
Also, check out our Patreon and our website, ADHDpodcast.com, for more exclusive content.
Drink your water.
Take your meds.
Did you eat today? You should probably go eat. We love you.
We out.